Rick Emerson radio program. In just a minute, we'll be joined by Tim Riley from the Ministry of Truth. We'll do a pair of tickets to Conway and Corman as well. Later on, we got the Peter Carlin, and I got this gossip pile. Speaking of the gossip pile, we might as well do... Sarah, let's just roll a Britney watch right now, actually, and I'll get this Britney story taken care of here. Thank you. The long or the short one?
He had to have made that longer.
Scotty, j'accuse. I accuse you of elongating the Britney watch open. It does sound like the goat or whatever that is just sort of...
And it kind of trails off at the end and it didn't before.
Sort of like a... Like it. All right, this is from News of the World. The British... And again, they're using this one shot of her where... those have got to be implants. She has to have had implants. There's just no way. Well, whatever. Hey, let me ask you this. Salma Hayek, implant or not?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either.
Did she?
Well, see, here's the thing. And I know that it makes me creepy that I care about this. But I always thought that Salma Hayek was all, she was all natural there. You go to my website, and I know you have. If you're a guy, if you have a Y chromosome, you have seen these. You go to rickemerson.com. I have a series of still photographs. Wherein she was on Ugly Betty. And I didn't know this, that she's actually a recurring character on that show, and she's actually the producer of that show.
Yeah.
But there's a series of still photographs from Ugly Betty where she takes off her top, and then somebody actually sent me the video, the actual video clip, and there's no nudity. You probably don't want to watch it if somebody's walking behind you at work. But it's like a 30-second video clip where she takes off her top. And, really, it's just unbelievably endowed. It really is off. It's almost like porn star size.
I thought she was just a naturally curvy lady.
That's what I thought. And then somebody else was like, no, you look at photos from her. In fact, one of the posts on YouTube is like, no, you look at photos of her a couple years ago. She's nothing like that. And now I got to go back and look. And then the whole thing, that makes me feel creepy about myself that I actually am going to take time out of my day. I could be helping the poor, but I'm actually going to take time out of my day. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to compare Salma Hayek's cup size from years ago to like now. Why? Because I'm pathetic. Here we go. Brittany, again, in this one shot, News of the World, where everything's hanging out there. You may have heard this, but I know you want to hear it again. This is the best story, and it's like 3 pages long. Sarah and I were talking about this morning. Superstar Britney Spears is facing a mega divorce payout because she did it again and again and again in a honeymoon sex video. This guy is all class. Dumped husband Kevin Federline has been touting the 4-hour tape for sale and has already been offered £26 million, which is about 40 million American, I think. A film company wants to make it available to fans around the world. One close pal said, the video is dynamite and Kevin knows it. News of the World can also reveal that Britney slapped divorce papers on Federline, who'd already been linked with hookers, after she caught him in a bedroom with another woman. Britney, 24, fears the raunchy footage, this is wrong though, will destroy her wholesome image.
No.
See, the thing is, no one would care. I think it would help her. I
think so too.
Because, you know what it is? It would let her get past her past image.
I think that if she had any questions about her past image, it should be known that she was suing Star, or what magazine was she suing over? The fact that they were alleging they had a sex tape of
right,
her.
Right, right, right.
And then they said that her character was questionable and that she couldn't sue because she puts her sexuality out there.
Totally. She had sued the Star saying, sex tape. And the Star basically said, like, your whole career is built on TNA. So, you know, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who are you fooling? I think if she was just like, well, you know, I trusted him and he put it out there. And if it's out there, if people want to watch it, I would prefer that they didn't. But it's out there, and, you know, I was in love, and I trusted a man, and we've all made that mistake.
Yes.
And
Put herself as the victim.
Totally, and just a whole lot of, like, and I would hope that people don't watch that, but if you do, just know that you are watching something that was private, and, you know, and it just, I was betrayed.
Well, who negotiates I'm flabbergasted about this.
You're so angry at Britney.
No, this is about Kevin Federline. Who negotiates having their children for a porn tape? That is a ticket to hell.
Seriously.
What a bad man.
The only way Daddy got you is by showing Mommy swinging on a pole. Those kids are so... They're effed already. let's see, will destroy her image unless she caves into the demands for a six. So he wants $30 million. This is what Kevin Federline wants, not to show the tape. $30 million and custody of Sean and Jaden James. She is worried she'll become infamous like Paris Hilton, whose homemade sex video was put on the internet by her ex and became one of the world's most popular sites. Federline, 28, has bragged to pals that his X-rated tape shows the Oops, I Did It Again singer performing a series of explicit acts. The homemade video is believed to show the naked couple. See, and the horrible thing is, and I'll just say it, I'd watch it, of course. We all will. But I don't want to see that
guy. I don't want to see Kevin Federline
naked.
That's
my thing. Can they pick, like, do a Japanese porn where they pixelate the man out? Let's see. This is so gross. And it's only gross. I'm no prude. It's only gross because of him. You know what I mean? Like, if it was Britney Spears.
I saw the Paris Hilton porn.
That's what I'm saying.
Very boring. I mean, I would. This one sounds pretty interesting.
If it was Britney Spears and insert, like, cute guy. If it was Britney Spears and Joshua Jackson. Whatever. If it was Britney Spears, Jake Gyllenhaal. Britney Spears and whoever. That's fine. You know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm no homophobe. I'll watch you. No problem. You know, whatever. That had nothing to do with seeing a guy. It has to do with seeing Kevin Federline, who is slimy and horrible.
You know that it's just going to be a lot of shots of him staring directly into the camera.
Like Fred Durst?
You know it.
Did you ever watch the Fred Durst porn?
I never want to see that.
Oh, you got to see it. It's
bad.
The Fred Durst porn, because
isn't he holding the camera?
Oh, I feel so dirty.
I can't
believe
you watched that.
I did. I totally did. The chick is hot in that Fred Durst porn. But the thing is, again, it had nothing to do with the guy. It's that it's him. Fred Durst is so gross. The guy is just so repellent. And how do I put this? He is positioned to the rear of her. Just put that. She's over here, and he's over here.
Let's say if he was, outside working on the yard.
with a wheelbarrow?
Would he be, like, out there with a wheelbarrow?
Yes, okay. Yes, he would. And it's like a little tiny handy cam. It's a little tiny miniature camera. And they're hugging each other in that very special way. The married couples
the
do
way?
A couple times a month. Yes, that. And then, I swear to God, if memory serves, because I only watched it once, he at one point, so the camera is a view of her, you know, from his perspective. And then he turns the camera around to show his own face, and then he looks and he does like the Gene Simmons tongue at the camera. Like, you know, like a...
Oh, God.
It is.
No.
And it's like I could
that
feel...
That sounds like something you can't unsee.
So that's exactly it. And I could feel myself just entering that zone of like, I'm just going to go live in a convent or, you know, whatever it is. I'm going to go live in a monastery for like a year. Anyway. Now, listen, I'm not even... Federline... The homemade video is believed to show the naked couple, half of whom is Kevin Federline, enjoying an uninhibited range of lovemaking and sexual games.
Oh, God.
Imagine what kind of games Kevin Federline comes up with. It was made during the first weeks of their relationship 2 years ago when they were holed up, so to speak, in one of the exclusive bungalows at the Beverly Hills Hotel. At the time, the two of them, says a close source, were in the honeymoon stages and couldn't keep their hands off to each other. They did nothing all day but have sex and play chess, because they seem like the chess-playing type. They were... Oh, God, it just gets worse. They were insatiable and believed they'd be together forever. Anytime they say they're going to be together forever, that's proof that you will not. That's if you want to guarantee that you won't be together forever, say that you will be. Britney didn't think twice about making the video. They adored filming each other. Blah, blah, blah. Millions of people will be prepared to pay to watch. Kevin has told Britney she should comply with his demands, otherwise the whole world will see her having sex, which will be devastating. Kevin is in talks with a company in Arizona about putting the 4-hour sex video online. 30 million. 4 hours.
Well, I bet there was a lot of...
Did you ever watch
stopping.
The Pam and Tommy, the whole video?
No, I've never seen even a portion of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, that's a girl.
That's a girl?
No, remember how Paris Hilton was all like, I'd rather be anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in this. Pamela Anderson is the opposite. Pamela Anderson is a polar twin there. Pamela Anderson, she's everywhere you want to be. I don't really find her all that attractive because she looks too plastic for me, but that's a girl who, she took a correspondence course or something. Blah, blah, blah. Britney says a full-on sex video could ruin her chance of her career comeback. That's not true. Listen to this. How dumb can you be? They were made for the couple to watch in the privacy of her home. She never thought he'd show them to anyone else. God.
As much as I love somebody, I will never let them keep a videotape or, you know, take pictures of anything.
That's a curious choice of words.
Isn't it, though?
You would never let them keep a videotape.
Let's move forward.
No, let's not. No,
I'm just kidding. No.
Now you don't have to answer this question, but you've never been captured on film in that way?
No.
Okay.
No. Have you?
Rick Emerson has never... No, I'm serious.
No, I haven't.
And for the same reason. That, like...
As much as someone says they love you, no naked pictures of Sarah.
I've told this story a long time ago.
Well, it happened the other day. I'm not going to say who... My girlfriend decided to send her boyfriend... Like a picture of her boob.
Oh, no.
And she was showing me a picture on her camera phone. He's like, you mean, are you showing her this one? And showed me, it was like...
Suddenly... Yeah.
There she was.
Yep.
No bra.
Good times. Is this somebody I know?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Don't tell me who.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to insert in my head. Maybe I'll rotate people in my head. Maybe today that'll be somebody. Tomorrow that story will be about somebody else. No, but I mean, everybody's led to, no, I just got this camera. It'll be hot. And it's like, no, not going to happen. And secondly, I have difficulty believing it would be all that sexy. Because, you know. Anyway, she never thought he'd show it to anybody else. Now, this is what
that girl should have been watching her back. She should have been clearing out that stuff while he's in Vegas sleeping with hookers.
I think Kevin was watching her back. this is your question. You asked if it's legal. Apparently, it is his tape, so in theory, he owns the copyright. I swear to God, they say she's contacted lawyers, but it's going to be a hard one. It's his tape, blah, blah, blah. Britney filed for divorce after she stormed into his hotel room and found him with another woman. They were not in bed together, but just that there was another woman in the bedroom was enough to confirm suspicions. Blah, blah, blah. Kevin is not going away quietly. This is his warning shot, claiming that he will, blah, 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 fight for the, you know, that he'll release the tape unless she gives up the kids. Let's see. Britney has finally accepted that he, quote, romped with Vegas hookers. This is Kevin Federline. Snorted cocaine and popped ecstasy and squandered millions in drunken 24-hour gambling sessions. She was blinded by her love for Kevin Federline. Oh, good God. Prostitute Danielle Coakley has told us she took drugs and partied with Federline while Britney was pregnant. Kevin was a real party animal, she says. We went to two casinos. We took lots of cocaine, weed, and ecstasy. Well, listen to this. How pathetic. This says this hooker. A hooker. He's paying for this. We shared ecstasy in the limo, and then he passed out. Another time, I went to his hotel suite, and the tub was full of strippers. All right. There you go. God. She bought her own diamond engagement ring. You know how much she paid for this? Britney Spears paid $250,000. She bought her own engagement ring.
You know that.
What a jackhole. I didn't know that. She bought her own engagement ring?
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
Yes, we talked about it at length.
Britney, baby. All right. Well, this is Inside the Britney Watch here. Joe, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Well, I'm not big into getting my own video camera and doing it, but at the same time, a girlfriend of my wife's brought one over. This was about 92 when video cameras were all the new rage.
Wait, hold on. So you are married. So a girlfriend of your wife's. Now, when you say girlfriend, is this a platonic friend or is this a close friend?
She was a platonic friend.
Wait a minute. So you and your wife had some female friend come over and what? And film you guys?
Yep.
Now, whose idea was that?
Actually, my friend with the video camera.
This is a female friend. How did she bring this up in conversation?
There was a lot of stuff brought up in conversation.
No. But I mean, at some point, you're sitting around the coffee table, and you're having after dinner mints or whatever, and you've just finished your turkey pot pie, and your friend says, "I'd like to bring over a camera and watch you guys do it."
Actually, we weren't the first that they had done. I'm not exactly sure how they did that, but after they've got one tape and they tell everybody that, hey, it was Tamara and her friend.
Oh, and is this like a service?
Well, more or less, yeah.
This is like
they said, would you let us do you guys? And we're like, absolutely.
So some girl came over and watched you and your wife in bed and filmed it.
Yep.
And then did you keep the film or did she keep it or did you each get a copy?
Film.
What's that?
I have the film.
You have the only copy?
Yep.
All right.
We have, my wife and I, yeah.
Now let me ask you, and so the friend, what does she get out of it? She just likes to watch couples do it?
I guess so.
Well, you know, fair enough. Who doesn't? And so my question is...
kind of cool.
Well, first of all, was your wife, like, was it weird? Is she an attractive woman who filmed you?
Yes.
Now, was it weird for your wife? Were you tempted to pay attention to the woman and not your wife?
No, I have a very attractive wife.
Okay, well, fair enough. And so then, now you've got the... This is the thing I always wonder about. So there you and your wife, you do it, and your friend films you doing it, and then you got it. Now, is it... I mean, when you watch it back later, I mean, is it arousing at all, or you just,
no,
like...
No, it's horrible.
That's
horrible on film.
See, that's what I'm talking about right
horrible.
There. That's
horrible. The only good part is that she's sitting in a chair at one point, and her foot is there, and so you know there's a third person there.
Well, that's...
Some tripod. And then she giggles every once in a while.
Well, that's kind of hot. And let me ask you this, because this is what Sarah and I were talking about. There's two things. A, you know that they're going to show it to somebody else. And B, yeah, you know, no matter how attractive you are, literally, like, unless you are like a 19-year-old model, you're going to look bad in that film.
Yeah.
You look ugly. Yeah, everybody looks ugly.
I was probably in as good a shape as I've ever been in about that time. And
you still look bad.
Yeah.
Scotty wants to know if the woman who filmed you guys is still a friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, was she doing this because she just wanted to get into some sort of a encounter with you guys?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's fine. Now, why didn't you pursue that?
I'm not saying I didn't.
You can't be... Don't be coy. You already called up and said some other woman filmed you and your wife in bed.
Oh, sure. Actually, I think that's exactly where that was headed, but...
And so did it ever happen?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, there you go. So you can't leave that out.
Yeah.
You gotta leave that there. All right.
Was
it everything... Yeah. You don't want to reveal intimate things on the air. Was it everything you imagined?
Well, and then some.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Excellent. Joe, God
it's
bless you.
It's everything you want it to be, yeah.
You're a hero to all of us, Joe. All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, and there we go. Okay. A braver man than I am, Dunga Din. All right. We got a break. So behind.
Oh, wait. How are
Scotty,
behind?
And we're going to take callers 5 and 6 here. We'll do a pop culture face-off for a pair of Conway Corman tickets. These are not the front row tickets. That's, I think, tomorrow. But we got a regular pair of tickets. Still good seats, but a pair of tickets to Conway Corman. Tim Conway and Harvey Corman, emceed by Tim Riley and myself, this coming Friday. Their farewell performance at the Schnitzer. That is this coming Friday. Farewell performance, Tim Conway and Harvey Corman. We'll take callers 5 and 6 right here, and we'll play Pop Culture Face-Off. Plus, Tim Riley up around the corner. You stay right there. Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. About 30 minutes away from Tom Likas. About 4.5 hours away from Don and Mike. And about 2 seconds away from...
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Hello, Scotty.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Doing good.
All right. It's 503-733-2970.
What line did you just put on hold?
3. The point is 3. 3 is the point. Hello, how are you?
Good. All right. Scotty, it's cold in here.
Is it cold where you
today.
Are?
It is.
It's actually warmer than usual. It's 70. Usually here it's about 66.
I feel 66. Fine, Scotty. I think you're dying. All right. We'll talk to Tim Riley here, just a skosh, as our Japanese friends say. In the meantime, all right, are we ready to, is this, caller 5 here? Let me find the, with the hole and the, all right, there you go. Hello, Kara.
Hello!
Is it hot air balloon, Kara? Is this Lisa Goddard? That sounded just like Lisa Goddard. Hello! Which in turn is like a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of a thing. All right, sister, it is Scotty against, correct?
Yes, so Scotty is playing. So you're playing for Kara.
All right.
Scotty's
playing
against.
All right, so Kara,
okay,
you are...
So she's going to win because I'm
yes.
terrible at
Yes, she will because you will be pwned as the...
I have to tell you, though, I haven't I've like won one thing ever, and I didn't get it because it sucked. But I called one of these Opie, or whatever it's caller, when I was a teenager, and I tried and tried and tried. When they finally answered, the guy said, "It's over. Stop calling." And I've never called again until today.
See, it works out for you.
That is waiting on your shoulders.
No, it's true. Okay. Well, that's all right. You know, it's just Scotty.
Now, I'm horrible at these, except for the music.
Well, here's the thing. We will let...
But that's all right.
Sarah, will you do me a favor and see if that's our friend Peter on line three? Yeah. Because if it is...
Karaoke choices, then I have a shot.
We may have to... hold on a second here.
Karaoke
choices. We have to... with the whole... All right, Karen, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to stick you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. And, hello? It's not okay. It's not Peter. All right, it's just some guy named Dave. All right, here we go.
A big chunk
All right, there you go. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Okay. So this is for we're doing the front row. I think tomorrow. This is for a pair of tickets to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, their farewell performance of the Schnitzer. I'm MC'd by Tim Riley and myself.
All right.
Friday.
I want to let Scotty pick the category.
What are the categories that Scotty has to choose? Scotty will be playing the Advocatus.
What does SNG stand
Diabolus,
for? Sports and games.
Sperber gum. I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay, so there's
sports and games, I think.
Yeah, okay. So there's movies, TV, music, sports and games, buzz, and fad.
Scotty, pick a category. You are playing...
Okay, let's do TV.
All right, TV. So here's the thing. We're going to do an odd number of questions. Scotty, if you are victorious, Kara goes home empty-handed. If I'm victorious, she will go to see Tim Conway, Harvey Korman.
Easy win.
Oh, I've got a chance.
Easy win.
All right, here we go.
All right. First TV question.
All right, fantastic.
What 80s TV show character did Brandon Tartikoff reportedly name after his childhood crush?
Oh, that's hard.
80s TV character.
That sounded more retarded.
Can you repeat it one more time? Because I know that name.
What 80s TV show character did Brandon Tartikoff reportedly name after his childhood crush?
Really?
Tartikoff, yeah.
It's Brandon Tartikoff. Really? That's bizarre. Oh, what a weird question. Rick, it's not Punky Brewster.
It is Punky Brewster.
Yeah! That's right! SummerSlam! Scotty J! Going down! In your face!
Again, where do you store this stuff?
Dude! Then, you know, it's like they teach you in school, always go with the first answer in your head, and I thought that couldn't possibly be right. Really? Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster.
That's amazing.
Let's hear it from me, Rick Emerson. That's one for me. All
that's
right.
Enough, Rick.
Okay. All right.
Okay, second TV question.
Yeah.
What 1982 comedy series were the Naked Gun movies based on?
Rick, Police Squad.
Did you know that, Scotty?
I was very close.
That's another one from me, Rick Emerson.
Who was the Wonder Twins' monkey sidekick?
Rick, that's another one from me, Gleek, Rick Emerson.
Woo!
You don't know any of these.
No, you don't.
Do you want to do another category, Scotty?
No.
I thought I'd know the TV stuff because I was kind of a TV.
You are wrong! Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What was the 1968 Jets-Raiders football game that was preempted by NBC in its final minutes, commonly known as?
Oh, Rick, the Heidi Bowl.
The Heidi game, yeah.
Heidi game, yeah. That's a sports question. I got to get double points for that.
I think you sit at home and read through these cards.
They're here. They've been in the studio.
That's what I think he does,
Scout's Honor, I have not looked through any of these cards. I've only ever played this at home once because nobody will play with me anymore.
Well, hey, Rick, what phone number was declared a joke by Public Enemy?
911.
You're ridiculous.
That's another one for me, Rick Emerson.
What was the name of the prostitute Hugh Grant was caught with?
Rick, Divine Brown. It's another one from me, Rick Emerson.
Okay, what rap star got his nickname as Batboy for
Rick, MC Hammer. That's another one from me, Rick Emerson.
I'm just picking questions at random, too.
That's ridiculous.
What tennis star was stabbed in 1993?
Rick. Monica Seles. Yeah. That's another one from me, Rick Emerson.
What professional sport is Paul Newman actively involved in?
Oh, Rick, NASCAR. Well, auto racing.
Yes, that's correct. That's
another one from me, Rick Emerson.
Who's the villain that in Three Amigos are summoned to defeat?
Oh, Rick.
I want to do
El Guapo.
I said stop. I couldn't say my name as quickly.
You can't buzz in by saying stop.
Well, I can't even get a word out as quick as you think.
All right.
Let him just grunt.
If I know anything, I know Three Amigos.
That's 10 in a row for me, Rick Emerson.
Who's Sean Wang trying to rescue in Shanghai Noon?
No idea.
Oh,
Jackie Chan.
I actually don't know the answer.
Uh-oh. Come on, Scotty. You look like you've
I knew the Three Amigos one. That was one thing I knew.
Princess Pepe.
Hey. Princess PP is something else. That's 10 in a row. I think I win.
I think Kara wins.
Bam!
Hey, no, this is a good one. What was the name of Jesse's band on Full House?
Ugh.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, gosh.
All right, thanks.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry,
all right, Kara, you're going to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman.
Rick,
right.
You are a god.
Well, it's, I do what I can. All right, thank you, Kara. I'm going to put you on hold.
Everything I said about your scabby head.
That's love. Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. The newly shamed Scotty J will get your information.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Kara. All right, there you go. All right, there you go. That wasn't even fair. I almost felt a little bad there. I almost felt a little bad, like running off the scoreboard. All right, should we break or should we do Tim first? Sarah
Dillon? Let's just get the break out of the way.
Break, we'll come back. Tim Riley will rejoin us for the Ministry of Truth and the stuff. Hello. Like is coming up at 3:06, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, Stephanie Miller tomorrow, 6 to 10, and so forth. Back after this with Tim Riley. You stay there. It's the Rick Emmert Radio Show. He's there right there. Hello, we now enter the saddest part. Is it 3 o'clock already? This show has just zoomed by. Tom, Tim, and everything we were going to do took twice as long as we thought. Davey was here, and Mama Sauce and so forth. That was unpleasant. All right, in just a second, we'll talk to Mailman Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go now to the Ministry of Truth with your personal savior. He towers above you. He's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A generator started a house fire today in Southeast. The power had been shut out to this house at Southeast 86th Court for quite a while.
Okay.
And it started when residents tried to start a generator the wrong way. The battery was dead, so they used car jumper cables. The only problem was the negative spark ignited spill fuel that spread to the obligatory nearby bales of hay.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
And burned the house down.
Okay.
$130,000. So they
that's the house and everything in it, by the way.
They posted a lot of rules for stupid people, but stupid people don't read rules. They just burn their houses down.
So why go over them? Just busy scrawling their name with an X on contracts.
You can't take Highway 18 into Otis for a while. They thought they'd have all those 100 trees cleaned up, but they found out it's not a good idea to clean up trees that have fallen down after dark. Meanwhile, back to A. I guess we're reloading this.
Okay. Let me do this while I'm reloading it. Let's talk to Mailman Chris. Mailman Chris, you are on the... there you go. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Sorry, I got to call in a little early there, but we
That's
got
okay.
at 3. So I heard the great news about the Britney date.
Uh-huh.
What was the other half of that story?
Oh, the other half is the half that I didn't get to.
And what was the Jake Gyllenhaal story you were telling me about in the hall?
There's no time.
Yes, there is. Just blurt it out.
We got this news so together.
Well, we can Jake wait till tomorrow.
I can either read you the sex tape news or the Jake Gyllenhaal news. Which do you want?
Come on, Chris. Take one for the team.
Oh, it's not the same story?
No.
Oh,
I wish.
Which do you want? Sex tape news, Jake Gyllenhaal
news? Jake Gyllenhaal. We've talked about sex tapes all show.
Chris?
Okay, well, first, Sarah, let's do the Jake Gyllenhaal.
Thank you, Chris.
Reese Witherspoon considers Jake Gyllenhaal for revenge rebound romance.
Ooh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Too bad he's gay.
What, Jake Gyllenhaal? No, he was with Kirsten Dunst, wasn't he?
Rumor is that he's closeted. He's just too beautiful.
Thanks. Thanks so much for that. He's too beautiful to be, you know, Rick. Come on, now, come on. All right. Yeah, let's see. In the court papers filed Wednesday, Ryan Phillippe, is it Phillippe? Whatever. The guy says blah, blah, blah. I've not been a perfect person. I've made mistakes. But my priority is and always has been my family. Meanwhile, Reese Witherspoon and Jake Gyllenhaal, one of the movie industry's most eligible bachelors, are set to get together at the end of the month to film a CIA thriller rendition. Reese's friends predict the two may simply be unable to resist each other. Jake Gyllenhaal has a determined track record of seducing his female leads. And career-conscious Reese Witherspoon knows a hot new leading man is just what she needs. Says Clifford Street, a producer of Reese's hit film American Psycho, they're both young, talented, and magical. I'm sure sparks will fly. Jake is just the type of guy that Reese Witherspoon needs around right now. By the way, unlike the partying hard Ryan Phillippe, Jake is a private man who shies away from the spectacle of Hollywood, and he loves his dogs. I swear to God, that's how it ends. There you go, Chris.
Okay, so you got the sex tape. You got Lisa Goddard and her half-hour phone call. News to Hurt. Brian Lewis was there. Peter Carlin.
No, we never got that.
No show. No. And no Whoopee in the Morning again. No.
Sorry, my friend.
And what about DOA, Blood Rock?
No. No, I got to nothing. It's all Davey's fault. It's Davey Nipples' fault.
Damn. So that puts you at 45.
And now Tim is leaving. It's all going to hell. All right, 45. All right, there you go.
45.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go. I'm a man without a country. Tim's gone.
So you were rushing for no reason.
Gay. That's not true. Where did you hear that? When you say people,
it's been speculation for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just because he's dreamy? Is that because he's dreamy and single?
Could be.
All right.
I mean, I hope it's not true. But then again, you never know.
All right. Well, I'll see. Now I'm in this awkward position where it's like I have no. I gotta try to get to some of these things. I got like, and we got that whole thing where we got like 5 minutes left. Well, good God, for the love of sweet God. Well, let me just... Well, I might as well do some of this gossip, then. Let's see. Where the hell did I put it? For the love of... I got the news that hurts. I got the gossip. Hold on a second. I got this thing, and... All right. I don't know if it sounds like I'm... All right. Here we go. Well, let me just find the gossip pile, and we'll do some of that. And that way, I won't have to get to it tomorrow. All right. Do we have the gossip pile? It's called a news pile.
Yeah, I have that.
If we can do that. Okay. All right. And let me just get this... I'll get to this today, and then we won't have to do it tomorrow. Where's my... Thank you. Here's the gossip pile today, using a music bed that is the closest I could get to Courtney Fatboy's bed without actually flat-out stealing it. Paris Hilton sparks mini bitch fight. Simple Life star Paris Hilton treated her male... Treated being a relative term here. Treated her male fans last week when she... flashed her bottom... The star showed off her taupe-colored underwear. Seriously, how many times do we have to see Paris Hilton's crotch? No one wants to see your area. That's just it's a fact. You have to get past. No one wants to see your private bits while filming a commercial in downtown Los Angeles. In other news, Paris Hilton arrived in Ireland at the weekend, causing a frenzy with wannabe girls who idolize her. No one idolizes her. No one wants to be like her. Listen to this. Paris sparked a mini bitch fight among men as teenagers fought to catch a glimpse, apparently, of her area for whatever unknown reason. So there you go. Paris Hilton showing crotch. Failed rapper Kevin Federline is reportedly drunk and suicidal. Oh, I should have done this during the...
I didn't realize my microphone was on, sorry.
That's so great. You are going straight to hell. Rocket.
I am not the one that's trying to win my children that I don't really care about anyway with a porn tape.
That really was fantastic.
Oh.
According to New Weekly Magazine, Federline turned to the bottle after being dumped via an SMS message. Have you posted that video of him being dumped via text?
I did, but it wasn't the right one. So everyone kept writing, what? Why is it? I'll find it and post it again.
Now Page Six, who we love, is reporting that Kevin Federline, who made $2 million selling home videos with soon-to-be ex-wife Britney Spears for the show Chaotic, is trying to sell footage from cameras he installed in his car. That's so sad. I actually got a surveillance system put in my truck, so I'm recording everything, Federline told XM's 20 on 20 show. I got footage of myself driving around and all kinds of things. Here's some footage of me driving around in my car looking for work. Oh, my God. All right. There you go. What is that? Lindsay Lohan denies car crash. Freckled face beauty Lindsay Lohan has accused the media of making it up. Her reports of a recent car crash are completely false, she claims. It's been reported that Lohan's car was crashed into by a photographer in the early hours of last Monday. She denies that the crash ever happened. According to breaking news, she said, no accident, nothing ever happened. I swear to God, my mother called me and so did my friends. My mom said, are you okay? What happened? Did you get into a car accident? I said, no, it never happened. At this point, she says, there's nothing left for people to make up about me and no other stories they can manifest that they're just repeating old ones. I'm waiting for them to say I'm pregnant or something crazy. In other news, I'm glad I pre-read this. In other news, last week, Lindsay Lohan referred to Paris as... referred to seeing her next Tuesday?
I have that video on my website.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is she caught on tape saying
it? She's totally wasted, and she's walking out of this club, and she's getting into the car, and people are like, "Pit," and all the paparazzi are swarming around, and they're like, Lindsay, what do you think of Paris? And she turns drunkenly to the camera, she's like, Paris Hilton's up.
And then she uses the
And then one
word.
Of her friends grabs her from behind, she's like, no, she doesn't mean that. And Lindsay turns around, she's like, no, Paris is one of my good friends. I love Paris Hilton.
What I meant to say was fire crotch.
Yeah.
So there you go. In the video posted, Lohan was captured leaving an L.A. hotel inside which Hilton had reportedly been partying. The 20-year-old actress, as she was getting into the passenger side of an SUV, used the profanity to describe Hilton after an earlier observer asked if they had fought earlier. All right. I know that I shouldn't read this because I already got penalized for it. Here we go. Scarlett Johansson furious over sex tape scandal. Hollywood beauty Scarlett Johansson is furious over reports she appears in a steamy sex tape being sold online.
But see, they don't know if that's her, right? They just say a young starlet.
Well, here's the thing.
Isn't it the audio?
Well, I don't know. See, this is the first I heard about it was this place. Here's the thing. Did you see that clip of that tape that purports to be Britney Spears?
No.
That's totally not Britney Spears. There is a video clip going around that purports to be part of a... That purports to be part of a separate Britney's... We need a chart. There's so many sex tapes. There's a sex tape that Kevin Federline supposedly has. Now, there's another Britney Spears sex tape that supposedly exists, and there's a clip of that going around, but it's obviously not her. Scarlett Johansson is alleged to have made the tape after accidentally leaving her microphone on while getting down and dirty on her movies. So it's only an audio of her having sex.
Yeah, they were saying it was her with some other actor, but nobody knows who it is. They said young starlets, and people started saying that it was her.
Scarlett Johansson is no stranger to hot sexual encounters. She was rumored to have had sex with actor Benicio del Toro in an elevator following an awards ceremony in 2004. She later denied it. She is staying tight-lipped about the audio tape, refusing to be drawn in on its authenticity. The actress, who had been dating actor Josh Hartnett since hooking up at the set of Black Dahlia, was reportedly recorded... pleasing a man in a parked car. The pair's exploits start with sweet talk... And end with low voice. Oh my God! And really, and ending with the low voiced female actress, quote, encouraging the man, passionate kissing and rustling as the man undoes his clothing is also heard on the audio tape, which is being sold for $26. Seriously, I know somebody's got it, and I know you know my email address. A cryptic clue is reportedly established Scarlett is the leading lady. The hint that the actress could be known by her red letter A, known as the Scarlet Letter, has hinted the Lost in Translation star is on the tape. The blonde beauty also says that her best assets are her bosoms. I'm proud of my girls, she says. They are my feminine wiles. And finally, this is for Sarah Dillon. Sad Jessica Simpson says, I just can't stop eating. And it gets even better.
After she went on the date with the prostitute?
What?
Yeah.
I got to meet earlier in the day.
Yeah, she's been secret. I'll tell you the
Jessica
story tomorrow.
Simpson? Okay,
she has a secret MySpace profile. I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Oh, that's a guarantee. Sex star Jessica Simpson is stuffing her face to ease the pain of her divorce and her ailing career. According to sources spilling to Northwest Magazine, Jessica Simpson has confided to friends that she can't stop eating. And then it's followed by the quote, I can't stop eating, says Jessica. While her ex-husband's career and love life flourished, Jessica has been going downhill. And then there's a bunch of photos of her, and the caption is, images of faded youth. Last week, NW reported that Jessica Simpson used the internet to find a new man. This is what you were talking about. The search ended in disaster when the mystery date turned out to be a male escort. Good God. Jessica was horrified. The blonde singer has publicly admitted she needs a man. She says, quote, I'm really sexually frustrated right now, she said on camera to Jay Leno. Damn. There you go. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, the Rick Emerson Show. That's an action-packed show we just did there. Rick Emerson Show. And I had to retroactively get some push-ups off, you bastards. Produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Our PA, Scotty J. Dave's in, manager at the Rick Emerson Office East. Like us next. Tomorrow, big announcement from Dennis Pitzenbarger and so forth. Like us in a few. Don and Mike at 7. Thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you, so forth. And also Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop, Davey Nipples. Thank you to all you guys and et cetera. There you go. We're done. See you all tomorrow, kids. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Boom, drop it, and end.